From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, February 20th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Both of Maine's U.S. Senators, Susan Collins and Angus King, voted today to oppose confirming Kash Patel to lead the FBI. Collins was one of just two Senate Republicans to oppose Patel. Steve Missler has more.
Patel is a Trump loyalist who has defended the president's conduct during the January 6 riots and described those convicted for storming the Capitol in 2021 as political prisoners. Collins referenced Patel's politically charged statements on such matters and also the recent resignations of investigators as the Trump administration seeks more control over the lead investigative arm of the Department of Justice. She also noted that Patel has repeatedly assailed the agency he will now lead and bragged about purging it of so-called gangsters. Collins said that the FBI director should be apolitical and that Patel's statements suggest he's incapable of leading that way. Democrats warned that Patel will use the investigative powers of the FBI to persecute and harass Trump's political foes and the media. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Republican Representative Chad Perkins says he wants answers from officials at Maine Housing about problems with the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Perkins, who serves on the Government Oversight Committee, says constituents have told him that they called to apply for LIHEAP benefits in September, but didn't get appointments until March and June.
I want that whole process looked at to find out where those barriers are that keep the constituents from getting a timely determination as well as a timely payout of the benefit once it's determined.
Maine Housing Director Dan Brennan says the number of applicants has grown from 50,000 just a few years ago to 70,000. Brennan says he will answer any questions members of the Government Oversight Committee may have. Ski Patrol staff at Sunday River have filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to form a union, which could become the first of its kind on the East Coast. A majority of the 34 employees on the Ski Patrol signed on to join the United Mountain Workers, which represents over 1,000 ski industry workers in western states. UMW President Max McGill, a ski patroller in Utah, says the Sunday River effort is part of a broader trend of unionization.
I think we're seeing a ski industry that's focused more than it ever has been on capturing wealth for executives and shareholders.
In a statement, the Sunday River ski patrollers say they want to create a, quote, sustainable workplace that guarantees fair compensation, safe working conditions, and professional development. Sunday River says it's committed to open dialogue and respects employees' right to participate in the union organizing. A new housing study from Bangor concludes the city needs 700 units for households that make less than $35,000. The study says rent and home prices have increased dramatically in the last 5 years. Bangor's Community and Economic Development Director Ann Krieg says median income families are being pushed out.
The price out of market rate, but they can't qualify for low to mod income allowances or, you know, subsidies. So, you know, we're also trying to meet that market.
The report also highlights the need for smaller housing units, Krieg says, as more people are looking for one- or two-bedroom apartments or homes. The Kittery Daycare, where several staff and children were sickened from carbon monoxide from an adjacent suite, is now shutting down for good. On February 12th, Building Blocks Learning Center staff evacuated the facility after teachers and children began to feel unwell. 11 adults and children went to the hospital for treatment. The child care center had been the subject of two complaint investigations since it opened in August of 2023. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, musician and storyteller Samuel James. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.